All right. Hello. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Angel. This is
the man, the myth, the legend. Big JC in the house.
Okay. So, and today's topic is beauty and its effects on socioeconomic status and life success. So, I'm just going to be explaining this to you.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So, socioeconomic status is basically where a person stands from a social and economic standpoint. And it's measured by taking into account their education, their income, their occupation, and their place of residence. So, basically, it's like the class system, kind of.
Okay.
So, a counter argument to how beauty affects socioeconomic status is that success can be attributed to talent, intelligence, and character, which is a valid argument. However, you can't leave out beauty because people have a natural bias towards things or towards people that look a certain way just based off of our primordial wirings.
Okay.
So, and it has to do with the evolutionary effect. And there are two sources that I've come across in my research that basically explain this, that people are just naturally more attracted to certain features. Like, for instance, women are more naturally attracted to men who have stronger or more square, or just stronger bone structure, jawlines.
Oh, count me.
Oh my gosh, okay. But this is basically because that particular trait indicates a higher level of testosterone, which indicates that that particular man, that person, can reproduce. Like, they're a big, strong man. So it's just a natural thing for humans to be attracted to things that say that someone is healthy or say that someone can reproduce.
Someone is a healthy mate.
Yeah, healthy mate. So, and that doesn't just go for, like, reproducing and, like, in mate choice. It also goes into hiring people for, like, a certain job. Like, if you're an employer, you're not going to necessarily hire someone that, you know, isn't as attractive to you.
Mm.
And that's because of a latent bias. Most people like to say that it has to do with intelligence, like their performance, and yeah, it does to a certain degree, but beauty does play a large role in that process.
Mm.
And for that reason, aside from employer bias, another study I came across basically discusses a longitudinal study that was done on a group of high school graduates from high school in Wisconsin from age 16 to 60, which is like a long time. And basically, a few of the facts that came out of that study was that men that are taller typically make 13% more than men who are shorter. And this, I feel like, really plays into the standard of beauty, because women love tall men. Like, tall men, you know, they get most of the praise in society. So, I thought that was really interesting. It also found that women who are more attractive actually make slightly more than women who are middle class attractive. So, it's not just on one field. It's, you know, both men and women, you know? And another source that I found actually viewed this same study, have the same findings. So it's like, this is not something that's new. This is, beauty does affect, you know, how much or where you kind of can get, basically, socially and economically. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's not a new thing. It's definitely a big thing. I feel like beauty is something that really affects socioeconomic status more so than people think. But, you know. And also, I want to give a huge shout out to Dr. Daniel S. Hammermish. Hamburger. Hammermish, because he is the main economist that did most of this research, or most, he did most of the research on this topic, and he's still doing research on this topic to this day. So, shout out to him. So, but yeah, that concludes this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here.
Of course.
But yeah.